Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we invite your presence on the broadcast on this morning, oh God. We ask that you will move by your spirit, oh God. Father God, we ask for a fresh anointing, oh God, because your word declares that the anointing destroys every yoke. Father God, as we continue to decrease, oh God, I ask that you will increase within us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' majestic name, I pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn it to Psalm 125, verse 4. That's the division of Psalm 125, verse 4. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for this morning is tune out and tune in. Tune them out. Tune every negative word out and tune in. Mean listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We are in a crucial season. We must be led by the Spirit of the Lord where we go, what we say, what we hear, and how we conduct ourselves. In this verse is a prayer or a prophecy asking God to bestow his special grace and blessings on those who are truly good and have sincere, upright hearts toward him. So let's look at this verse. This is a prayer for the faithful ones who are doing what God has called them to do. They are studying their word. They are expecting God to do exactly what he promised them that he would do for their lives. The psalmist is interceding for the community of believers. He is asking God to deal with them according to his goodness and justice. And he is emphasized on the heart, because God does not look on our outer appearance. God looks at the heart of man. So the phrase upright in heart, this highlights that God looks at a person's internal disposition, not just how they act and their outward behaviors. So this signifies true, sincere devotion and integrity towards God. My God, to thee. They were among a crowd of evildoers. And with this verse emphasized, the verse sets up the following verse of Psalm 125 and 5, which describes God is banishing those who turn to crooked ways, who are doing things undercover, thinking that God is not seeing, or those who are acting one way, but in a whole essence, their heart is far from God. Oh, come on here, somebody. Psalm 125 and 5 is a fate of the righteous with those who had abandoned God's path, those who has abandoned what God has told them to do, those who has abandoned the will of the Father for their lives. For as for such as turn aside, they are going their own way. They are doing their own thing. They're not even hearing God anymore. And they have come to a place, God, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it on my own. Our timing is not God's timing. Because if we go before God, listen to me well, saints of God, we mess it up every time. So in this aspect, somebody has tuned in and has gotten into their ear and has turned them away from the will and the ways of God. And they have turned them to the point to, hey, you might as well just go on and do your own thing. You have waited this long. The Lord hasn't came yet. What are you waiting on God to do in your life? I know it seems like that it's not never coming to pass. But let me tell you something. Even in the midst of the wait, I ask you to praise him. I ask you to give him the glory. I ask you to wait on God. Because even in the midst of your wait, God is preparing you for the arrival of the blessings. Delay does not mean it has been denied. It is only preparing you for what is to come. So, the psalmist wants the Lord to lead them away with the workers of iniquity. So this means that God will judge those who persistently walk in sin by allowing them to share the same downfall as other wicked people, ultimately banishing them from his presence or community. You see, this verse serves as a warning that while the faithful are secured by God's protection, those who stray from his will are subject to the negative, earthly, eternal consequences of their sin. Let me tell you something. Once you get out the will of God, he is not obligated to protect you. Once you get out the will of the Father, he is not obligated to protect you. God will allow you to do your own thing. When you become hard-hearted and when you become like, I'm going to do my own thing, God will just back away, okay? You do your own thing. He is not obligated to protect you. So the role of the psalmist in that verse acts as a voice of prayer and intercession for the entire faithful community. He basically saying, God, don't judge us for what they are doing. Remember your faithful ones. Remember the ones who are standing in righteousness. Remember the ones that is standing on your word. Remember the ones that are doing exactly what you have told us to do. Don't judge us with the ones who are wicked. Huh? You know the old child. Remember, we are set apart. Come on here, somebody. Don't judge us with them. That's what he's saying. And there is a connection to God's covenant. The prayer is an expression of the belief that God will favor those who adhere to his ways, which is consistent with the covenant relationship God has with his people. God cannot break covenant with his people. If God said it, people of God, he's going to do exactly what he says. So don't be so quick to rush things. Remember, preparation is the key. So in summary of Psalm 125 and 4, is a prayer for God's special grace and blessing upon his people who possess a sincere and righteous heart, seeking his divine favor and protection. Glory to God. So you see, David was careful. He was very careful about who he allowed in his ear. People of God, we got to be careful who we allow in our ear, who we allow to lay their hands on us. We have to be careful even with the company we keep. Come on here, somebody. Because David, when Samuel came to choose the next king, David's father didn't believe enough in him to call him in from the shepherd's field. He didn't even think about David. He didn't even feel like David was good enough. But see, feeling the sting of rejection, he could have let his father's opinion of him cause him to be insecure and intimidated. Mm-hmm. David's oldest brother, Eliab, tried to make him feel small, as if he wasn't up to par. You see, you have some people that are like that. They will make you feel like you're not even up to par, that you're not even ready to handle the assignment or do what, you know, somebody else said that you can do, or put you in a position. But God, mm-hmm, God sees that you are up to par. So when David told King Saul he wanted to fight Goliath, Saul said, "Don't be ridiculous. You're just a boy." So if David would have listened to those voices, he wouldn't be talking about him. He wouldn't ever did what he did. He wouldn't even stepped up to the challenge. You see, the enemy would love to use people to discourage you, to talk you out of your dreams, to convince you to live intimidated by giants. But you wouldn't be facing a giant if you weren't already equipped to defeat it. Come on here, y'all. If that obstacle was too big, God wouldn't have put you there. You have to tune out those negative voices and tune in to what God says about you. Remember, you are a giant killer. You are a history maker. You are a barrier breaker. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You are a world changer. You don't fit in. Come on here. You can do exploits. Why? Because God trusts you. If he didn't, he would have never called you for the task. So you got to tune out the negative things, the negative voices, and tune in to what God is saying to you and about you. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that we are not limited by what people around us say or think about us. Father, thank you that you have equipped us to do what you have destined us to do. We will not allow others to get in our ears and put a limitation on what you have put in our hearts. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for another chance, God. We thank you that, Lord, you have removed doubt from our minds and you find us worthy for the task. And for that, we glorify you. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Remember, when you're down to nothing, rest assured that our God is up to something. Continue to pray for me as I will be praying for you. God bless you.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5. This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brivell.
of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church.